She may not be a professional, but all Gail Barnett of Atlanta needed was her cell phone to capture on video her daughter and granddaughter. They would be making their way from Lenox Mall, the start of the race. An injury prevented Barnett from running this year, but neither that nor the tragic bombings of the Boston Marathon were going to darken her spirits.
We don't want to let things like that get us paranoid, but pray for people who have those misfortunes and just enjoy each day as we wake up.
Waving her small American flag, Marie Glover didn't yell much. She just loves to watch the Peachtree Road race.
I love America, and I love these runners, and they do a good job.
Glover didn't give her age, and that's okay. She walks with a walker that has a seating compartment, so sitting at the corner of Far Road and Peachtree was a perfect view. And she wasn't alone.
Oh, my brother and my nephew will be coming, so I'm here for them.
That's Betty. She, too, was waving a small American flag. But the most notable accessory was Betty's smile. It seemed to light up the faces of runners as they ran by.
Morning, ladies!
A local news reporter briefly chatted with the two elderly women while a cameraman caught it all on video. This is a 4th of July tradition for Betty and Marie.
Yeah, we come same place right here.
This is your spot.
Yeah.
Yes, it's our spot.
Yes, ma'am, it's our spot.
We love it.
Well, keep cheering them on. They need it.
Roe Scott, WABE News.